That's the ball game for the Canberra Raiders.
Yeah. What a great win for the Cowboys.
Well, they should have won this one, the Raiders.
Yeah, they had plenty of chances. They bombed them.
They've had a couple of hard games, I know, but they're entitled to win this one.
I thought North Queensland the better side in this one. When you say should have won it, you're saying should have won it coming into the game?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. Yeah, he should have. On paper, they should have won.
But Hodgson's injury, they bombed a couple of tries early.
Yeah, the full-time siren sounds in the background. That won't change. And our man Costo's up there in North Queensland territory listening to his Cowboys. And they get a win. Cowboys 22, Raiders 16. It's full-time on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Sterlo and Dell, a great win for the Cowboys. They really have, Sterlo, got their season right back on track now.
Yeah, very slow start for them. And when they lost Taumalolo and Maguire, things look dire, but with this win, I think they go to 10 competition points now. Everything's kind of compressing up the top there. So they're right back in the hunt. Taumalolo, unbelievable. Michael Morgan is going to be a real thorn in the side of New South Wales, whatever position he plays in. And the other players around them are starting to look really consistent. Matt Scott back in good form. Granville out of dummy half was excellent. Asiata at 5'8 did his job beautifully. We know Canberra a little bit down on troops, but you know, they played well in this game, just not well enough. You know, yep. I don't think Ricky Stewart will be disappointed with the effort, but the better side won, and that's how it should be.
They had chances. Taumalolo, he was an absolute beast today. 250 metres. Your man, Corey Horsberg, 178 metres. There's a lot to like. Granville, 39 tackles, and Whitehead, 40 tackles. He was in everything. So well done to the Cowboys there, and well done to the boys. What an entertaining game. Had everything in it.
Yeah, that takes them up to 10 points now. The Cowboys, as you say, Sterlo, they are well and truly in the hunt now. We're getting our man Becco in position, and he's going to get a couple of interviews for us down there on the sideline. North Queensland 22 have beaten the Raiders 16. Don't go away. We've got another game coming up for you. It's the Warriors taking on the Brisbane Broncos, and we'll just get our man in position down there. What about your Mongrel Boots man of the match, boys? Have you?
I can't go past Taumalolo.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
Taumalolo just in front of Michael Morgan.
He's covered a few metres today too. He's covered more metres than a Sydney taxi, Taumalolo.
He looks fit. Now, when he came back, obviously, from that knee injury, you could tell that he was just a little bit proppy, a bit ginger on it. But now, like, it's just no... He's got full confidence in the knee. He's ready to explode.
All right. Well, we've just about got our man down there in position, Chris Beckhouse. Becco is with the wrecking ball. Jason Taumalolo, take it away, Becco.
Tell you what, Jason, that was a big game right down to the end.
Yeah, obviously, you know, coming down here in Canberra is a big ask for us. You know, I think we drawed a pretty good straw there and, you know, having an afternoon game here. So a bit of a warm weather today for us boys and, you know, we finally took 2 points away in Canberra.
Up to you, fellas.
Yeah, Jay Sterlo, congratulations, mate. Wonderful performance from you and the team. You look like you've got full confidence back in that knee.
Yeah. Obviously, the last few weeks have been you know, a bit of a confidence building phase for myself and, you know, just trying to get myself mentally right with my knee. But today I didn't think about it for the first time and obviously good to be running around free again.
Yeah, we did plenty of running. Coming down to Townsville, from Townsville, how do you... What's the preparation like? Do things change much for a trip to Canberra?
Yeah, obviously the cold weather plays its part in our preparation, but you know, we've been lucky enough the last couple of days to be getting good weather here in Canberra, and to finally get an afternoon game here in Canberra is, I'm sure the boys are happy about that.
And what about coming into this Origin period? How is the club set? You'll lose some players.
Yeah, we'll lose a few players, but in saying that, you know, there's a few younger boys that have been playing great footy and Queensland Cup, and I'm sure they're waiting for the call up, and I'm sure they'll do the job too.
Well, mate, you're laying a very nice platform for the boys there, but Michael Morgan, he's such a talent to have there, lead you around the park and close the game out.
Yeah, it's great to see you know, Morgo stepping up in the last few weeks. You know, having JT away, you know, definitely put a lot of responsibility on Morgo's hands, and you know, he's been handling it well. You know, a bit of a rocky start for him, but you know, it's good to find him, see him find his feet.
Yeah, just finally, mate, a couple of wins of late. Is Paul Green easier to be around these days?
Yeah, it's good to see Santa's little helper a bit happier of late. You know, he's been running around stressing, obviously, you know, the rocky start we've had, but it's good to finally see him cracking jokes. You know, fun is a it's a hard thing to find in our club at the moment. And obviously the last 2 weeks have been handy.
Good stuff, mate.
Well done.
Yeah, that's three of the last 4-2 for the North Queensland Cowboys. 236 metres. What a champion.
Oh, yeah. When he takes it on, he's very hard to stop. He set such a good standard.
Okay, yeah. So a good win there for the North Queensland Cowboys in Canberra too. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's a hard road trip. Cowboys 22 have beaten the Raiders 16. We're just getting another couple of interviews in place. It's a good crowd too in Canberra today. A couple of big matchups to follow this game tonight, by the way. Warriors, Broncos, and then here in Sydney, we've got the Rabbitohs taking on the West Tigers. Rabbitohs keen to get a couple of points in the bank because I know they'll have a very heavy Origin schedule. You would think they'd have a heavy Origin schedule.
What are you thinking about, mate?
Mate, no, it's been, me and you have been on the road for a couple of days.
Yeah, we have.
Let's go back to the sideline because Becco is with Josh Hodgson.
Yeah, good. Got Josh here right now. Josh, how's your thumb?
Yeah, not too sure yet, mate. He got a bit of a whack early in the game and just got worse as the game went on. I had no power to grab anything, so I'll have to have an x-ray hopefully tonight and see how we go.
I'll bet you put your headphones on. We were looking at the thumb a moment ago. And it wasn't iced up or anything, so we were hoping it wasn't as bad as how it looks.
I just didn't keep it. I didn't ice it up just so it didn't seize up even more, just in case there was a knock to lever or anything like that, and I had to go back on and just play through it. But as I said, I don't have a clue. It don't feel great at the moment, but we'll have to see what X-ray says.
Up to you, fellas.
Yeah, Josh. Tough couple of weeks. You got three of your best strike players on the sideline, and hopefully you won't be. But the club at the moment, it's kind of all about consolidation. But that's not easy to do when you haven't got your best players available. What's the coach had to say?
Oh, look, this week we really spoke about turning up through the middle, and we knew Jason Taumalolo would be a big impact for them through the middle, and their big boys have they've copped it a fair bit and they've really come out swinging the past couple of games, so we knew what to expect. I just thought we didn't quite aim up through the middle. Quite often we finished in the spots that we wanted to, and the match just backed down our own end, so we'll have to have a bit more of a look during the week, but just that intensity wasn't quite there what was there last week, and just a few errors crept into the game and a bit of frustration I fought down on their trial line when things wasn't going quite right.
What did you make of the opposition?
I thought it was really strong, mate. The middles carried it really strong, got them on the front foot, and they made it really tough to get some kick pressure on Michael Morgan, and he was putting it in the right spots for him to defend, so they frustrated us at times tonight, and we need to be better than that. We've had couple of close losses and another one tonight, but we're a better team than how we've played tonight. But you don't get anything for effort. We need to start getting some wins on the board, because you soon move away from the pack if you don't start picking up some points.
Mate, I know it's a disappointing loss for you today, but I thought Nick Kotrick played some pretty good football, so hopefully he gets an opportunity to play a bit of Origin football. He won't let him down.
Nah, he never let anybody down, mate. He's just a natural player. He's one of them kids you don't need to tell him too much. Just let him go out there and do his thing. And, we've got a few people out at the moment, and we've got a tough game against the Dogs next week. So, it's always a tough place to go. And if we lose a few boys to Origin too, it's going to be, all hands on deck. So, we need to fix it up real quick.
Well, mate, very, very best of luck with that X-ray. And hopefully you have a hand that you can put on the deck with the others in the weeks to come.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Good stuff, mate.
There he is, Josh Hodgson, and he's going to have that thumb checked out, but I just get the feeling that it's...
Just tell by the disappointment in his voice.
I reckon something like that. I know it's self-diagnosis isn't a great thing, but I think you kind of know, and when he says he's not feeling well at the moment, there's something there that's going to put him on the sideline.
Yeah, and that's a terrible... I'm stating the obvious, and then three losses to compound it for the Raiders. It's amazing, Stello, how quickly a season can just start to come untangled.
Well, look at it the other way. We put a line through North Queensland, and all of a sudden they're 10 competition points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're alongside Parramatta now, who everyone's saying, well, what a great start for them. So...
But, same with the Knights. The Knights, yeah, everyone was going there.
They've won, since 2006 or something like that. So, yeah, it's – and we come into the period now which can make or break you. The Origin period is not just between Game 1 and Game 3. It's the 3 weeks, 4 weeks after Origin where players are still getting over the mental and physical sort of strains of an Origin campaign. You've got to – so – you can this next period, like we keep saying for the Warriors, it's a great time for them because they don't have any representation.
The cherry pick, good point.
But you've still got to take advantage of it. sides like, you know, Parramatta and that, who don't have big representation, this is where you've got to pick your points up and set yourself up for the final third of the season.
Mm. Well, let me just say, Indigenous round so far, I have not picked a winner. I am zero.
I think we're on one with you. Mm. Yeah, I'm fine. What are you, Sterlo? You're tipping.
Yeah.
You haven't picked one yet?
I'm consistent.
There you go. At least he's honest.
Well,
mate.
My bunnies will come up.
I think next week, I challenge you. I bet you can't pick the first four losers next weekend. Hang on. Next full round.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not easy to do.
So now we're tipping losers.
Well, I'm saying that I haven't got one right, and it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
There's actually some skill in that.
So we're going to introduce a tipping comp where you try and pick losers. I love that idea. The Bizarro World Tipping Comp. Sterlo, Wendell and Maroon. And our man of the match today was, of course, Jason Taumalolo for the Cowboys. They won 22-16.
He's honestly a freak, isn't he? Mm. Like, when you sign someone to a long-term contract like 10 years, you think, well, hang on. On what base? But you just look at what he is. He is the perfect forward for our game.
Yeah.
He has got footwork and size and speed, can use the football, big motor, defends well. He's just a generational player.
All right, well, we might take a break and come back and we discuss this a little bit more. It's been a good win for the Cowboys thanks to Cbus Super. It's award-winning stuff for the industry. Cbus Super, here is the player of the day as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Morgan short side gets it away to O'Neill. He's going to score.
Does he?
In game 100, he goes over. Does he get the ball down cleanly? I think he does.
He does.
Yeah, we're going to go upstairs.
Oh, Judgey gets there. That's fine. Jared,
we're having a look if there's any dangerous contact from Sia Soliola coming across.
Oh, that's a try. He gets it down. He holds the ball.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Position is maintained by Justin O'Neill, who grounds the ball in the end goal. We have a decision.
Rocks the footy this half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. McDonald's. Triple M footy.
And welcome back to Saturday Night Footy on the Triple M Network. Cowboys got a win today, 22 points to 16 over the Canberra Raiders. Now, Del, before you go anywhere, the boys from the Campbelltown Warriors are listening. They're getting ready for the 50th anniversary night, Saturday, June 8, 7 p.m. And they're getting ready to, they're organising what's happening tonight and they're listening, and you and me will be there on that night.
Yeah, looking forward to going and seeing the boys. You and I have been doing a lot of work in that area and it's been fun. So the Campbelltown Warriors. Looking forward to seeing the guys.
Yeah, well, that's not a big road trip for you either, from the Gong to Campbelltown.
Can you explain to him Campbelltown is not two syllables?
It's just Campbell.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that. Mate, it's been a long day for me, mate.
Yeah. Join us, Westies. Come on.
You know what, Pete? He's saying it's been a long day for him. But this is blowing me away. He's going to call two games in a row now. This is the bloke who he only really works when it suits him. If he doesn't have an old boys reunion or a sevens tournament, he's going to double up today. So before you go anywhere, the Jack Links bowl predictions, the Biltong bowl predictions. Here's Sterlo's.
Tipping a field goal, Marin. I'm predicting a field goal. They shape for one, but get rushed and don't take it. No. Is that kind of half right? Because they did when they led by six late. They,
mate,
but they.
Yeah, no. You're not going near the jerky with that. Uh-huh. That's not.
What else happened then?
And here's Wendell.
Clockstat and Kahu, a try each.
We should get two buzzers for that.
Yeah.
And here's mine. A try out of dummy half by Hodgson. Man of the match performance from him. And he looks like he's got a broken thumb.
Yeah, you're killing it, mate.
Dear. All right. Thanks. Well, look,
thanks, boys.
Wendell, you've done a great. I've been with you all weekend.
Yeah, you have. You've been great. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah,
I love you, mate.
Yeah, I love you too, mate. But be nice to have.
Thanks, Sterlo.
Thanks, mate. Be good. I'll be listening.
He's going into the deluxe suite, deluxe studio here at Triple M NRL headquarters, where he'll call the game with Dobbo, the Broncos game, Broncos Warriors, and that game will be through Triple M Brisbane. And of course, if you want to listen to it, you can get it on the Triple M NRL app. Download it now, and away you go. Well, we'll see you then. Have a good call, Del.
Thank you, mate. See you next week.
Just looking at the Warriors side for that game, Adam Blair will start in jumper number 15 up against the Brisbane Broncos. Well, it's a typical Warriors season, Sterlo. Up and down. They lose the ones you'll expect, they win, and they expect the ones you expect to lose, they win. or something.
I think something like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. It scares me
that I actually know what you're talking about. But, look, I'm keen to have a look at this game because the last couple of performances have been pretty good, the Warriors, and I'm just especially keen to see how Brisbane come up after last week. You know, I said that it's easy for a player to react to criticism. Like, none of us like to be criticised, you know, and that's – it's easier to evoke a response. And the Brisbane players, you know, they've been copping a bit the opening, you know, period of this season, and they certainly rose to the occasion last week against the Roosters. Now they've got to find the same emotion. They've got to travel to do so against a Warriors side who have been good this last couple of weeks. So whilst we all got really excited about that strong win from the Broncos against the Roosters last week, and it was that, and a lot of their young players really came out and showed what they're capable of, they've got to do it now, away from home, and then I think we can really start to say, well, yeah, the Broncos are a force this year. You know, they're going to be a force, there's no doubt about that, because the young talent in there is going to lead to something. But how quickly that happens, you know, these kind of games will let us know.
Okay, Broncos, Thomas Flegler is out of the lineup. Patrick Carrigan in jumper number 18 comes into the onto the bench. And Bunty Afoa will start on the bench. Adam Blair comes into the starting lineup. On paper, she looks like a good game. Did you tip a winner there, Pete?
I don't know. They haven't played yet, Maroon, so I'm hoping that I have.
Right.
It's kind of difficult to tell you whether I have before kickoff.
Who did you tip?
I tipped...
The Warriors.
I tipped the Broncos. Because I find it hard to warm to the Warriors. Even when they're playing good football, they can turn it off. But, you know, I think it's going to be a really good game. And again, on the back of the hype around the Brisbane performance last week, I need to see it again. I need to see it against some good opposition, which the Warriors can provide. And I need to see that kind of emotion that that had them on a real high against the Roosters last week.
And Cody Nikorima, of course, up against his old club. That always makes for some interest. And you would think he'll rise to the occasion.
Oh, he's been really good the last couple of weeks, you know. I think he'll be a key player for them. You know, they were struggling in that halves area. They let both Sean Johnson and Mason Lenor go. And, they brought young Kieran up early. They've used a few different combinations there. And I think, you know, Cody Nikorima has been a godsend for them. You don't expect to pick up a player of his quality a third of the way through the competition. And, you know, like all players, you love to perform against your old club. You know, we saw Mitchell Pearce's reaction last night after he scored under the post. That's how you feel about coming up against your old club. And if you have success, you get great satisfaction out of it, and that's what Cody will be seeking tonight.
Okay, and then, of course, we've got the 7:30 game at ANZ Stadium. The Rabbitohs up against the West Tigers. Now, we're thinking that the Rabbitohs probably will have a heavy commitment around Origin.
Well, I don't know. Will they?
Well,
I think Cameron Murray will be involved.
Mm.
You know,
obviously Gagai.
Gagai will be. You know, we don't know about the 6 and or the 7.
At Cook. Though.
And Cook, well, that's true, yeah. Yeah. So they'll have, well, I think two certainties,
yep.
Cook and Gagai. I would think that Cameron Murray, you know, would just about have something to be somewhere in that 17. And then whatever happens around the half. So it could be two, could be possibly five.
Yeah, but and we did learn earlier today on Saturday NRL that Keary is unavailable. Keary is unavailable for Origin 1 and so too is Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah, well, we just heard the report about Mitchell Pearce that he's basically out of contention with that groin injury, but we'll know more tomorrow or the next day in regards to how serious that is. But yeah, with the side chosen tomorrow night, I'm imagining that Brad Fittler sees that two players that he had in contention aren't available, so he'll need to go elsewhere. And you know, you just guys are dropping left, right, and centre, and spots open up or opportunities open up. You know, well, a guy like Jai Arrow is going to be really important to see if he's going to be available for Queensland. So, Kevin Walters and Brad Fittler, it is a roller coaster when you're looking to select an Origin side pretty much until the day of.
Yeah, look, it's really I know there always is interest around the selections, but this year it's just got a real buzz about it. We'll have a look at that other game shortly as well, West Tigers and the Rabbitohs, and get Sturlo to tip you a winner there. But on the way to the break, thanks to Cbus Super, here is the highlights from today's win for the North Queensland Cowboys as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M. Rocks the Footy. Full-time highlights for Cbus Super. Building better retirement outcomes for our members.
Let's get underway at GIO Stadium. The Raiders and the North Queensland Cowboys taken on the ball by White and Granville. Good yards out of dummy half. Granville gets it away to Wapichich. He's going to score a beautiful Cowboys try. Finally, we get one. And the Cowboys get on the board first. Hudson goes out to White, looks for his winger, and finds him over there where he should be in the corner. Try. And Simonson gets a try for the Raiders. And the Green Machine come back. Henry P says, yeah, that'll do us. Neat little kick. Wide open. The winger gets to it. Oldfield, did he ground it in the in-goal area? Yeah. Henry P seems to think it's okay. We're not even going to go upstairs. Yes. Morgan short side gets it away to O'Neill. He's going to score.
Does he?
End game 100. He goes over. Does he get the ball down cleanly? I think he does. Yeah, we're going to go upstairs.
That's fine.
Position is maintained by Justin O'Neill, who grounds the ball in the end goal. We have a decision.
And now Granville and Maguire, and Morgan kicks for his winger, and his winger's there. Kyle fell. He got the bounce and got a try. Well, it wasn't the appropriate bounce, but he got there anyway, and Henry P's going to send it up to the Coates Hire replay.
Kreisfeldt's left hand remains on the ball to the ground.
There you go.
We have a decision.
And they'll get up and play it back on tackle to Havili. He goes on his own, Havili, and he scores. He scores. He dumps it down on the try line. Right in front of Henry Perinara. Yet we're still going upstairs.
That's a try. Position is always maintained by the Canberra player who grabs the ball on the goal line. We have a decision.
So here he is, Kahu. 6 minutes, 10 seconds left in the game. Moves in. Kahu hits it. Nice looking kick. Right over she goes. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. We've got an update. We've got the Cowboys leading the Raiders 22-16. With just under 6 minutes left in this game. Oh, it's the last tackle. It's the last play. 5 metres out. Havili is there. Goes across to Williams. Will he kick? Yeah. Out to Gedimosby's wing. Up goes Gedimosby. And he backs it dead in goal. A tyre power shot clock. Changeover.
Now 20-metre restart.
20-metre restart.
That's it.
That's game, set, match.
Footy. Full-time highlights for Cbus Super. Building better retirement outcomes for our members. For Ream Hot Water. Triple M Footy.